UTA professor Ivan Inkerman doesn't want guns in his classroom, nor do many of his colleagues, he says.
We're saying it. We're just not being heard. And that's the frustrating part.
He says if the bill becomes law, he'll consider leaving Georgia if he gets another offer.
It's really our place. It's our work. We know better than a couple of legislatures that are rarely set foot on a college campus unless it's game day.
The measure would allow licensed gun owners 21 years and older to carry concealed weapons on campus, except in dorms, fraternity and sorority houses, and at athletic events. Governor Deal has expressed concerns about the bill regarding daycare centers and disciplinary hearings, but he's been so far mum on what he'll do with the bill. Supporters say students need weapons to defend themselves on campus. John Monroe, vice president of GeorgiaCarry.org, is optimistic the governor will sign it.
I suppose some feel unsafe with people carrying guns anywhere, but that's not the society we live in. People carry guns all over the state today, and there's really no reason for college campuses to be different.
If the bill becomes law, some faculty say they'll keep on fighting. UGA creative writing professor Magdalena Zarosky has one idea.
And the bill doesn't exactly specify what a fraternity house is, so there are some people talking about declaring every department a fraternity. So.
And fraternities, according to the bill, can't have guns. She says opponents are gearing up for a legal fight if it becomes law. There's a rally scheduled at UGA tomorrow against the bill. Meanwhile, the National Rifle Association is calling on supporters to urge the governor to sign it. LEU WABE News.